guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. The red pill's gone mainstream, fellas. A resurgence of men is coming forth in a beautiful fashion. And these are young men. These are teens. And it's also news media that is bringing up the manosphere and red pill stuff. And for those of you that aren't familiar, I'll just toss this in. Red pill just means in the Matrix, blue pill, red pill. Blue pill, stay in the world that you've known. Red pill, wake up, find out new information. And that new information in this regards is, hey, you know what? I'm not down with the girl power movement. And now with all the current things in politics and the and everything that's going on right now, everything is splitting. And it's becoming very like woke, identitarian, socialist, feminist, and everyone else. But because of this, it's highlighting those other people that are looking for something else. They're waking up to the manosphere a little bit. So let me read some stories. You'll see what I'm talking about here. And I think this is great news. I'm really excited, actually. It makes my job easier. It means that our information's getting out there. We are making an effect, whether it's through memes, whether it's through channels like 9gag or Reddit or my videos here, other content creators' videos, whatever. They're getting out there. Listen, now this is a Babylon Bee. It's not the point that this is supposed to be a real story at all, but it's the point that they're referencing Chads, and they even describe them in here. So here's the story, very, very quick. Again, it's not necessarily about, it's just about the Chad getting out there. And the fact that young men, when they see this versus someone that's, I don't know, rather... I don't even know what the word I'm looking for. Kind of these guys that are sympathizers and feminists and SJWs, right? They're going to say, I like the side of this a little bit more, I think. It says, Autonomous Zone Washington, in response to the new communist pansies that have taken over several city blocks of downtown Seattle and filled them with whiny little girly men, Trump announced today he will act decisively to establish a much more manly and way cooler Chad Zone right across the street. Now, the Chaz, which is the Chapel or the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, is six blocks in Seattle where they've kind of taken it over and they're doing this hippie social commune thing. They've basically absconded with property. So it's not a good thing. But anyway, this is the article that's referencing that when they say Chaz, that's what they're talking about. It says only two true Chads will be allowed into the Chad Zone, said Trump in a press conference. Chad will be so much more epic than Chaz. It will really be fantastic. Everyone agrees. At least everyone who isn't a loser-faced dweeb. No soy boys will be allowed to enter the kingdom of Chad. I wish I could do a good Trump impression, but I'm afraid if I even attempted it, it would not be good. An army of square-jawed bros has already blocked off three blocks and began building an impenetrable border wall to keep out the socialists. Free outdoor gyms, keto food trucks, and selfie stations have been set up all across the newly established zone for maximum epicness. Women will be allowed into the land of Chad, but only if they're, like, really hot. According to sources, Chad is already establishing a constitution and speech codes to govern conversation. All citizens of Chad will be required to lift five times per day and refer to themselves in the third person. They have also been nominated as their own president, whose name is Chad. President Trump has endorsed Chad for the president of Chad. Delighted by the news of Trump's endorsement, Chad responded by saying, Chad thanks Trump for his endorsement. Chad very happy. Now, the story itself I think is kind of funny, but the whole point is the Babylon Bee is read by a lot of people. And seeing that Chad getting out there and the acronym for Chad, and people might say, I don't understand a manlier Chad camp. What's Chad? And they search it. Boom, manosphere. Now, here's another story from just a couple of days ago, last week, I think. Here's why people are calling each other simps online. The word simp has been around for a while, so why is it blowing up now? If you've been online for the last few months, chances are you've seen people calling themselves simps or accusing each other of simping. The word is truly everywhere. You name some simp Megan Thee Stallion raps, you on some simp S in her song Cash S. Popular Twitter streamer iDubbbz just addressed being labeled a simp after discussing his girlfriend's OnlyFans account. So what is a simp anyway? And they go through basically meaning it means sucker, idolizing, mediocre, punani. And it got started way back in the year 2000s. And they just give a bunch of examples here. But the interesting thing is, and they say not everyone is thrilled about sudden popularization of simp, however, several people online, blah, blah, blah. So this is what got this started. This page right here got me started looking into this a little bit. I saw the Babylon Bee article this afternoon, and then I saw this posted somewhere on Reddit. And it says, guys getting called simps for treating girls like human beings. I hate the world we live in, she says. Edit, I'm a girl, by the way, so you sound really stupid calling me a simp. And it's posted in teenagers. Teenagers. So this is a young woman that's a teen that is now hearing this term and hearing guys being called simps for just being nice to women. Here's what makes this amazing. And did I have one more link? Oh, yeah, I'll get to that in a second. Here's what makes this amazing is that every day, you know, we've been for a long time. I want to express this, but I don't want to alienate anyone for their political views because that's not what I do here. But the feminists are very closely tied into the social justice warrior types, the white knights. They're all predominantly on the left. They all believe in, well, social justice, that social and all of that it deems to the left most of the time. So in a time like this, where it's very divisive and people are at odds, where politics is almost the new religion, people are definitely taking sides of how they want to view the world and what side they need to step on. Now, people like me, I try to stay in the middle of things and play both sides so I don't come across alienating one side, especially you guys, my viewers, because we're not here for politics. But as we get closer to the elections for this country, and if you're in other areas seeing the protests and everything else that's going on, it becomes a point in time where you say, you know, I have to choose a side, or whether it comes to voting or how I'm going to represent myself online. And I think what's happened is a lot of people have now looking at this Capitol Hill zone that's separated themselves. They've asked now, they've run out of food, and I wish I could find this tweet, but they said, we need food donations. Please bring any vegan products. We need soy products. We need like fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, something else. But anyway, it was very like, but they're like, we're vegan, please don't bring meat. We need vegetables and soy products. And you're like, what? How? You're just so weak and effeminate sounding. And so I think if that repels people, they're automatically going to look to what is the other side of that. If that is A, what is B? Or if that is B, what is A? And when they look for it, they're going to find things like these articles that I've brought up. And I think a lot of guys are going to say, you know what? That resonates with me. I lean more this way. And the pressure that we've felt from the girl power movements over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, men really don't push back against that in mainstream because a lot of times we're shut out or told to go away or called names or whatever. And so I think now this is leaking down where people are finding this in channels like mine and news articles and whatever, and it's leaking down to younger and younger men. And they realize, now yes, a lot of guys are still on these OnlyFans sites and doing all this stuff, but I think those guys that have a backbone and that are saying, you know what, I'm not weak and I'm not going to fall for this stuff, I think they're finding this content younger and younger. And when a young teenager female is posting about, number one, the word simp, and number two, that she hates the world we live in because that when boys are just really nice to her, that they're being called names, it almost becomes the girl power movement has said boys were bad for so long. Well, now men are starting to fight back a little bit and said, no, you're really bad. And no, we don't want to interact with you. And no, we're not going to play your games. And maybe I'm just being hopeful or overly hopeful, but it seems this is leaking down a little bit. Now, of course, we need more men in our spaces, and we need more manliness to come forth. And I wish more guys had good father roles or good father figures in their life, good role models. I'm trying to combine all that into one word. But this gave me hope a little bit. You know, here's an article. And this was posted. And I don't know where this was posted, but it was a screenshot I got off Reddit. And it says, needed, generic father figure for backyard barbecue. And this is in Spokane, Washington, which is a very left-leaning area. It says, to interested individuals, we will be throwing a backyard barbecue on June 17th to celebrate beer and each other. We range in age from 21 to 26, and while most of us know how to operate a grill, none of us are prepared to fill the role of barbecue dad. That being said, we are in need of a generic father figure from 4 p.m. to about 8 p.m., although you may stay the full duration of the party. Duties include grilling hamburgers and hot dogs while drinking beer, bringing your own grill, though this is subject to change. We will provide all of the meat. Refer to all attendees as big guy, chief, sport, champ. I don't know. To me, that's kind of chaddish, right? Otherwise, I'm sure they would have thought of something else whilst drinking beer. Talk about dad things like lawnmowers, building your own deck, Jimmy Buffett. Funny anecdotes are highly encouraged, all whilst drinking beer. Desired experience, minimum of 18 years experience as a father, a minimum of 10 years grilling experience, and appreciation of a nice cold beer on a hot summer day. We can't pay you in money, but we can give you all the food and cold beer at your heart desires. Grill for a few hours, then sit back, crack open a few cold ones with the boys. Lastly, this is a real ad. Do not hesitate to call if you are interested. Preference will be given to applicants named Bill, Randy, or Dave. So, you know, this gives me hope. Now, it is sad, and it is very frustrating to see that young men do not have role models to the point where they need to reach out to the community to find somebody to fill that role for them. However, the fact that they're reaching out to find somebody in the community to fill that role at least gives me a little bit of hope. Seeing articles like this, seeing a news posting like this, gives me hope that maybe some of this message is getting out there. It's become popular enough that young men are taking notice and that they have a choice to make. Do they want to fall in line with kind of everything they've been spoon-fed for the last 15 or 20 years about being weak and that gay women and girl power and all this other stuff? Or are they starting to stand up for themselves and saying, you know what, I value myself. I value the qualities I bring to the table. I am a good person. You can't put me down anymore. And I'm going to look for a way to succeed. And I think articles like this that I've talked about, the Chad and the everything else, making it mainstream, are going to start to make people question, hey, what's going on? Are there other alternatives out there for me? And maybe eventually they'll learn enough to be able to stand on their own two feet, to be strong men, and to realize they don't need to go down the path that they've been told to go down. They don't need to bend over backwards for women, and that they can stand up on their own two feet and be a proud, strong man. Nothing would make me happier than if that starts happening for our next generation. Because if we swing that way versus the other, I will be a happy man. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. And if you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and go check out my older episodes, because that helps me as well. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, keep spreading the word. Keep making fun of guys that are being wusses and not standing up for themselves, and keep being men. And be good role models if you're a little bit older, and help those out there that are looking for help. Thank you.